We are serving up a win this Wednesday morning here on Palmetto Mornings. We're talking tennis. We have in the studio Rick Lee and Nancy Mall, and we are talking about the Super Galactic Ladies Tennis Team. Nancy, this is so exciting for you all. Kind of frame up this team. Who's it made up of? And about the big tournament you all are taking part in tomorrow.
Right. We are 40-plus women. It's made up of women from Tigaque, Fort Mill, Rock Hill. We kind of represent York County. And we are headed to the United States Tennis Association National Championships beginning on Friday the 18th.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Now, you all have fought your way to the championship, right? Winning.
Yes.
The local level, state level, and sectional or regionals.
Right, right. So we won our state championship back in May in Florence, and then we won our sectional tournament in Mobile, Alabama in July, which the southern region is made up of 9 different states. So we're actually representing all of them in this tournament.
All right. So again, your team is made up of women age 40 and up.
Correct.
At different parts in your life. Some have young families, and some, I understand, are all grandparents.
Right. Yep. We're made up of all different women from walks of life, and we have a blast.
And have you guys been playing together long, or do some people rotate on that are fairly new and some have been there for a long time?
The team actually was formed back in the spring, and some of us actually played against one another previously, and so we thought, an opportunity to build kind of a dream team, if you will. So we kind of pulled people in, and it's been a lot of fun. And so now we're competing with each other.
Oh, this is so exciting. And Rick, I know you're with you're the chair of the Tennis Advisory Committee. This has got to just make you grin from ear to ear.
Oh, it does. We're so proud of them, and wish them, of course, the best of luck. And we have a place at the tennis center called Champions Row where we hang all of the plaques for the winning teams, and we're looking forward to another plaque going up on the wall.
Oh, what does this say about the sport of tennis that, as Nancy just described, a lot of folks maybe have played it off and on when they were little, life, career got in the way, and then they picked it back up at age 40 and above. What does it say about the sport of tennis?
Well, tennis is something you play for life. And I think it's probably the only sport that I can think of where you could actually play from age 4 to 85 or whenever you decide to quit running around. But it's quite unique. And we've had just tremendous participation at the tennis center. This summer we had 650 adults in leagues. And the result is we have a lot of champions. And this team, Nancy's team, is another example of the great enthusiasm that people have when they come out to the Rock Hill Tennis Center.
Nancy, what is it about tennis that's got you interested in the sport?
Well, I actually played tennis growing up in Florida and took a long hiatus to be mom. So about 5 years ago, I decided to pick up a racket again and come out and started playing leagues at the Rock Hill Tennis Center, which has a great program for anyone that's interested, not only in playing, but if you want to learn to come out. But it's just been great to just kind of keep playing. It's great exercise. I love being outside. I love meeting new people, building relationships, and just having a lot of fun.
We're friends with each other on social media,
yes.
And I know leading up to the Nationals later this week, you've kind of been spotlighting or highlighting each lady on the team.
Correct.
Which is great, because otherwise I wouldn't have known much about them. But now you feel like you know about the person on the team, which is really cool. And that's what it's also about, competing at this level, right? You're surrounded by a bunch of women that have the same interests.
Right.
Otherwise, your paths might not have crossed.
Exactly.
Oh, that's really good. Rick, to Nancy's point, at the Rock Hill Tennis Center, there are opportunities for you at any point in your life to get engaged in tennis. So if folks are thinking, man, I can't play tennis, I mean, I can barely hit the ball over the net, still come out, right?
Absolutely. We have all kinds of different categories, levels of skills that people have, and you'll get matched up with people who have similar skills, and We have lessons that are available and the ball machines available and a host of opportunities for you to improve your fitness, to have a great time. I mean, when you're standing out there and it's all in the fresh air and you're looking out across the landscape and enjoying the sunshine or the blue skies, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, it's so great. And I know the Rock Hill Tennis Center has partnered with our elementary schools, especially right near the tennis center. And those kids are able to go over to the tennis center and also incorporate tennis into their PE curriculum, which is great to be on a real tennis court with the racket and the ball and everything. And again, you're just starting that love of tennis at a young age.
That's correct. And the program not only includes the elementary school, Cherry Road Elementary, but also Sullivan Middle School. And I think this last year we had more than 2,000 students who played out on the center. So it's just people really don't know the extent of the program that's ongoing there and the results of building so many championship teams.
Oh, well, Nancy, we're so excited for you all.
Thank
we
you.
Really are. I know you're one of the many ladies on the Super Galactic team. Now, what's the meaning behind the name?
Well, I'm the unofficial co-captain. So our captain, Hillary Toon, actually deemed us the Super Galactic team. So we're hoping that we can fire in there and get a win and represent York County, South Carolina, and the Southern region really well.
Oh, that's so great. So you start on Friday.
Correct.
Where do you guys, where are the Nationals held?
It is in Orlando.
Okay.
It's south of the International Airport, so I'm sure there'll be a little distractions going on. But we play two matches on Friday and two matches Saturday. We need to qualify in the top four teams to get to the semifinals on Sunday, which, you know, we have as good a chance as anybody. So
is it set up like maybe March Madness or like a tournament where if you win on Friday, you advance in this bracket in advance? Or how is that set up?
Okay. Nope. No, it's just you actually, we just need to win as many games as we can.
Oh, this is fantastic. And if folks want to follow along and chart your progress, how can they do so?
You can go to the USTA Championship website.
Okay.
But also I will be posting on the Rock Hill Tennis Center Facebook page. And we also have kind of a private group called Nationals Bound, if anyone would like to join and follow us on our journey.
Oh, it's so fantastic. And you will represent the state of South Carolina and the Southeast so well. But we're more excited that you're going to represent York County. If you think of it like that, York County, of all the states, all the counties in South Carolina, then you expand it to 9 states in the Southeast, and you all are representing us. That is fantastic.
It's pretty exciting.
That is great. All right. Well, get signed up today to take a tennis class. The whole family can do it. That's the other benefit, right, of tennis, right?
Her husband's out there. I mean, it's a family affair.
Oh, we love it. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. All right. Well, reach out to Rick and those folks over there at the Rock Hill Tennis Center. Follow Nancy and the rest of the ladies on the Super Galactic team, and good luck at Nationals on Friday and Saturday.
Thank you very much.
All right.